So what I'm going to start with as follows is, we finished Baruch Hashem the halachos of the Etzem Dalad Minim. What we need to know, and I find a lot of people put emphasis on the actual halachos of Dalad Minim, but a lot of times they don't put emphasis on how to actually do the mitzvah. Like, the bite is a beautiful zach, and above that's what you need. But to do the mitzvah itself, isn't that like keeping the spitz? So, we're going to have to find out a few in Yonim. First of all, we spoke about yesterday about the different kinyonim. The person should be careful to pay the money, so it should be lochem. We spoke about these things of buying it from a cotton. Okay, what we want to get to is as follows. We want to get to the halachas that are negated to how to set up your lulav and your esrig, your adasim, your aerobis, and so on. So of course we know we paskin, although it's a machlekes, we paskin that one lulav, one esrig, one, and three adasim, and two aerobis is what a person requires, as we know from the Gemara in Sukkot of Laman Aleph Omud Beis. That's the Maisa Adoba Poshet that we need. Says the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Omud Aleph, a very important halacha. Lulav mitzvah la'ay doi. Rabbi Sai, there is a mitzvah to ma'agid, to bind and to tie together the dalet minim. Now, the ma'isa, the maskonas are gemara, and this is how we paskin aloch in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tofresh Nun Aleph, right over there in Sif Aleph. That we paskin aloch, that mi'ika hadin, your lulav does not need to be tied and bound together. But for mitzvah, we do it zekeli van deyu. Right? It's not ma'akev, but because of a mitzvah, well, it's very important to know this. Because of a mitzvah, we tie up a lulav and an esek, and that's the psak aloch in Shulchan Aruch. Right, Danny? Again, me'ikadin, is it grace enough? Gemin, as you're going to see. Me'ikadin, we don't have to tie it up. Oba, the tzarech mitzvah, zekeli van deyu, we tie it up. That's what we do. It's brought down to Shlomo Zalman Oba Zatzal. Used to spend hours Poshe being the sada, beautiful, the lulav and the estri, the lulav and the hadassim in the right way, and the aerobics and a certain even rabbis, it's not stam, you know, the day yonder, you wake up, you sort of stick it in and off you go. Pshat is that it's a noy mitzvah, so it's in the Gemara. The main if it's a noy mitzvah, it's important for a person to do it well. And the Pshat is Zalman Hel, mitzvah boy, yaisim ishluchai. If yit mitzvah boy, yaisim ishluchai, it means to tell me that it's a mitzvah to do it yourself. And Mishloim Zalman, as much as he was the god Lador, did this mitzvah all by himself. Now, there's a beautiful Reb Chaim, if you have time to see Reb Chaim on this, it's mamash an unbelievable shtickel Torah. We're not going to go into it right now. Therefore, what am I going to be using to tie up my lulav? So if it was me'ika hadin and I have to tie up the lulav, I'm going to have to use what? Something of the min of the lulav. Otherwise what? There's going to be a shayla of chatzitza. Oh, but because this is the nafka mina, because we paskin that you don't really ma'agid it, and it's only a mitzvah, you can use whatever you want. So me'ika hadin, you could take an elastic band and put it all around your lulav and your dasim and your rabbis, and you're 100% besayde gomu. Now, avadu and avadu, we try, and that's the minigin klali, so I brought down already Gechaim and Brocha, that if a morgin or a shulchan, is that we try and use a min of the lulav, and it's about a mutter gomel for a person to rip off even the leaf of his lulav that he's using for this year in order to make one of those rings. And that's the minigin klali, so like I said, mutter gomel for a shulchan, is we take a leaf from the lulav itself, we take a knot, and we tie it around. That's the minig la locha lemaisa. Now, what means egged? What means to tie it up? I want to be yoyt to the mitzvah zeh keli bandeyu. I've got to tie it up. Zog, the poiskim, you need a kesher al gabe kesher. That means you need a double knot. In other words, whatever is also on Shabbos, the Olam knows, right? Baruch Hashem, seven. Shin Yitzayim. What's also to make a knot on Shabbos? Kesher al gabe kesher. Two knots, one on top of the other. Mimele, it's got a din of a kesher. So therefore, what do we learn? If a person wants to tie his lulav up, he's supposed to do what? A kesher on gabe kesher. A double knot. Now, most people don't do this. Wow. The minig lemaisin klitikadisol, there's a rivar, there's a mitzvah talks about this, why the minig is nishtazoi, but God got time to be married in it. Because that's only halachically what's considered a knot. If it's not, if it's only one time knotted, that's not a knot. And the halacha of zekel and be'or, zekel and be'il, as a state in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to ma'agid it, to tie it up. Tying it is with a knot, therefore a knot is kesher al gabe kesher. Now, if you forget on yontov to tie it up, you can do, I can't do kesher gabe kesher because it's yontov.
So what? Fisherman's knot.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the different types of knots. That's not the game right now.
Make fisherman's knot.
Yeah. So if you forget to do it on yontov, which is asa, so what do? The answer would be very simple. You make yourself an aniva, which is a bow, which is mutter on yontov. Or what you do is what we do for galila. If you turn it around and around, you tuck the ends in. Now that's the maisa going to be mutter. The only thing is the Mishnah Berurah, as we know in Tovkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Ches, says that the minig of Klal Yisrael is not to do this. And the minhag of Klal Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael, here's the makor for the Heiliger Kaishikol. This is the Kaishikol, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't mention the word, but the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag in Klal Yisrael seems to be that if you take something out of lulav leaves and you make it into a type of handle, and that holds the Arabis, the Hadassim, and the lulav together. Right? And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that this is about the minig in Klal Yisrael Mishum Noi Mitzvah. It's a Noi Mitzvah. So this is where Bais are going to be the whole makor that people use a Koshikul. And that is that little, you know, that little V-shape insertion that people put the Adasim and the Rovers. Again, it's the Mishnah Berurah learns that if you do this, very important this, I mekayim the Gemara. The Gemara says you need to do what? As a mitzvah, you need to kesher it. You need to make a kshira. So the Mishnah Berurah, this is a type of kshira. Especially the Mishnah Berurah, it's a type of kshira. So it made a miyot to the mitzvah of the Gemara in Sukkah. What? Yes, especially the Mishnah Berurah. Sikot mechaz tofnu kof kof nun aleph. Oh, very good, very good. Now, Apo Pekin, people come along and they make ties in different places. Number one, a lot of people make a tie over here. Very important what Rabbi said, because if you're near Tzisrael, you won't get the lulav like in Chutzot. So Chutzot, you get it basically pre-made, take it, buy it, pay for it, take it. You know what I mean? It's very simple. That's how it is most in England for sure that way, right? Right? You get your lulav with it, with basically, it's all the koshikol's there, it's all tied up nicely for you. You have to stick in your robes and your dasam, it's poseida. Okay, maybe not in America. But in here, it's a swirl, you buy yourself a lulav, you're gonna go find the koshikol, you gotta do everything yourself. You gotta find the rings. Now, the maisa mi'ikah din, like we said, what a lot of people do is they make one tie over here. Over here being the place of the koshikol itself, because that is like the tying of the whole thing. Now, the rabbah brings down in Tovkuf Nun Aleph, that the meaning is, we tie three knots. Three knots along the lulav. Why three? Can I get Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Baruch Hashem.
What?
We do three. Yesh Oymit. What's that? Yeah, you can say they've been shot. There are they've been shot about this, but let's push up chat in the Ramot. Now, the upshot in the Taz, for example, and the Graz says, where do we do three? What do I say? We do three, including the one over here. That means one over here and two over there. As I state in Graz and Taz, the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Maimon Malka say no. We do three on the lulav and one on the actual koshikol tying all three. That means four altogether. Again, this goes by minhagim, whichever you're meaning from your parents. That's about what you should do. Rabbi says, put down there's a special tefillah that a person says when he does the igud of his actual lulav. Now, let me get invited to Rabbi Isai. Who should do this? Who should? What's that? Who should do? The person doing it. Who? Oh, you're asking who should do it. You're right. Zug the Shulchan Aruch, a woman and a goy and a cotton, lechatchila, should not be the one to tie up a lulav. It shouldn't be that way. Again, if they do it, it could be stoma. Okay. What's that? That's the saying. Man grammar. Let me get back to it. Let's go back to Rabbi Isai. Now, the position, let's go now to the position of the actual meaning. Again, Rabbi Isai, you know, Ali. Guys are very into the lulav and the esrog to buy, but we're talking now of doing the mitzvah, being mekayim the mitzvah. Without this, a guy can have the most muhuda type of lulav and esrog, push it not yo to the mitzvah because he doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, so let's go to positions. So number one, I say aleph, you need derek, you do losai, it's got to be this way up. That's a double portion facing up. That's very simple. Next, shteitim mogen avram, and the other person can also the hadassim are on the right of you. That means when you're looking at the lulav, hadassim on your right, aravas are on your left. Number three. The shedra of the lulav. That means the thick part. Again, you'll see it on a kosher one much better than this one. But the thick one, the spine of the lulav itself, has to be facing you. It's the back of the lulav, not the front. Whatever we call it. But the spine is facing me. Hadassim on my right. The aravas on the left. This applies whether you're a righty or whether you're a lefty. It makes absolutely no nafkamina. Let me get back to Rabbi Isai. Number two, as you can see from here, Baruch Hashem, this was my sons from last year. The Hadassim have to be higher than the Arovas. Now this could be Alpi Kabbalah. What? We'll get to that. This is already a shtikel Alpi Kabbalah, Rabbi Isai. This is already a shtikel Alpi Kabbalah, but the Rambam brings it down, the Levush brings it down, the Kafachayim brings it down, that the Hadassim have to be higher than the Arovas itself. What's the pshat? Zog the Orech HaShulchan? Because the Hadassim have a beautiful smell. And if it's got a beautiful smell, it's going to be higher than the actual aroma. So let me get back to Rabbi Isai. State in the poskim that if when you put it into the kosher, when you set up your lulav, you're supposed to put it in kederach haposuk. In other words, kaseida haposuk. Al-Azari. What's the seida haposuk? Seida haposuk is first the lulav, then the hadassim, then the rubbers. So you should put in your lulav first, you then put in your hadassim, then you put the rubbers. Again, most of this is not ma'akev, so therefore you don't have to be careful. We're just trying to be yotzer all the shitas. There's many other mitzvah in the mukha, which we haven't got time to be ma'irich and all of them right now. There's hidurim to make sure that the hadassim are constantly touching the spine, that rubbers are touching the spine. That's why you'll find a lot of people will tie a string around the actual hadassim and the rubbers, connecting it to the lulav. Ali. Because they want all the meaning to be touching the actual lulav itself. It's a hidden mitzvah brought in Rekeach, brought in the Kaf HaChaim. Lom again baita. Okay. Lom again baita. We haven't got time. If it's pushed, I have to go baita. How to hold the lulav and the esrog. So Avada states already in Mishnah Berurah, spelled down in Lavush, that if a person would take all the minim in one hand, he's not yaitzah. If you hold it all in one hand, this means the lulav and the esrog together, you're not yaitzah. Everything. It has to be that you're holding the lulav in your right and the esrog in your left. What's the reason why, says the Gemara, the lulav always goes in the right? And we'll speak in a minute, Sfarim Ashkenazim, and righties and lefties. But Pashut, the Gemara says that the lulav must go in the right. So the Gemara Pashut, because the Gemara says in Sukkah Lamed Gimel, Lamed Zayin, that the lulav is more mitzvahs. So because the right hand is a more chashuva hand, maybe we put the one with more mitzvahs, the Hainu 3, in the right hand, and the esrog on the left, which only has one mitzvah. There's another reason brought down also, that the esrog is k'tayim elalev, and if I hold it my left side, it's mamish opposite my heart, which is on the left side. This applies for the bracha and for the nanuim. You go around circles, you'll see now, people pushing not your yitzah. Listen, you've got to hold it in the right place. Now, let me get back to you, Rabbi Yisai. We've got a lot of lachos over here. How about if you're a lefty? So, Sfadim Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, that Avada, we go boss of the world. A Sfadi Yid, if he's a lefty, holds it on everybody's right hand. Because the world, Rome's people are right-handed, and they hold it on their right. Ashkenazim Paskin, Nishtazoi, we Paskin according to whatever is your right hand. So if you're left-handed, you will be holding the lulav in your left hand, and you won't be doing that. I have to say, there's a lot of read on this. Depends if you write with one hand, you play football with one foot. It's mamash grace enough, communist, like Abiyachas Tfilin. Also, we're not going to go into it, because first I want to get to the Ikin Nanurim, which is really what I'm going into. Now, you're supposed to pick up the lulav first, and then the esrog. And also, this is also halacha, but people don't know. You probably want to be yotze the mitzvah, zuk the shulchan aruch. There's a mitzvah, lechatchila. Mitzvah min hamovcha. For a person to mechaber the lulav and the esrog together. Bishas, number one, the brocha. Bishas, also the nanuim. And that's why you'll find people, that, again, not being yotze this mitzvah. They take the lulav and the esrog in one hand, they got their machzor in the other hand, and they go around the bima. Rabbi say, they're about the yotze. But it's not lechatchila. The shulchan aruch to lechatchila is you hold one in one hand, one on the other hand, and you put them together the whole time. As they state in the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah min hamovcha. Right? As they state in the Shulchan Aruch, put down the Shlach Kodesh, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. That's what you got to do. Listening? Gavaldik. Let me get back to okay. The boy say, Zman HaMitzvah. The Ikke Zman of the Mitzvah or Lulav is Avada going to be straight after Nates. Right? Avada like everything else, Rizim HaDim and Mitzvahs. Now there's an alter minig, a very, very old minig, which is already brought down in the Arizal, in Sefer Kavonos. It's brought down in many other places, Steichemet, the Magen Avraham, that are many people, remember this from home, have a minig to take a lot of the esrog, to shake it in the sukkah before you go to shul, and then they'll go to shul afterwards. Now that's the minig in a lot of places. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Rabbi Yisai, Moridik, Tovkuf Nun Dalet, Sikrup and Gimel, V'cheinogu G'doyle Olam, V'chol Yisrael, Ichob HaKabbalah. Straight from Rav Scheinberg, that any time the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the minik, that's psak halacha, even if it argues on a Mishnah Berurah. There's no argument in Mishnah Berurah here anyway, so it's not negeya. But the Aruch HaShulchan saying this is the minik of Klal Yisrael is to take it in the sukkah before you go to shul and then go to shul afterwards. Zrizim Magdimin, there's many reasons for it. However, many say, and if you look at that reason yourself, you will find that reason seems to be mashma, that not in your house. He means after Shachris, before Halal. And that's a talk of the minig of a lot of people, is they talk of that, the Biskorov used to be marked this way, Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rav Shach, Zatzal, many of the Gedolim used to be marked that, no, not in your house, but in shul, after Shachris, you run to the sukkah, you make the bracha, then you go back in. Now again, Rabbi say, this is goes by Minhagim, I'm not getting involved, it's an Arizal, yes, the Arizal, not the Arizal, a minig, whatever your minig is from your house, that's about it, we should continue. Okay, two big sugars, Rabbi say, and then we're finished. The bracha. This is a massive sugya, Simtovkuf Nun Aleph, about the bracha. Sivei, let's start number one. First of all, why do we make the bracha only on the lulav? Al Natilas Lulav. What about everything else? What about the Esrog? I mean, people spend more money in the Esrog than anything else. It's more chobiv to them. Don't even leave. It's mamish. What's going on in there? It's got mamish reyach. It's got tam. What's the pshat? So there's two pshatim. Rashi betzim shem. It's a gemara. The gemara sukkah lamed zayin says it's the highest one. It's the highest one. It's only stated in the gemara. No, the lulav, not this whole thing, the lulav. And the Mela, the Zug, the Rashi, the Zug, the Gemara, it's about it because it's the highest one. There's another reason is because the Maisa, all the other minim of three minim are Nichla, Shtika, like you're saying. Now the Maisa, Rabbi, you have to remember, however many times you pick up your lulav and Esrog on Yontuf, during the day, you only make the bracha once. And there's a lot of people that go around, if you go to Tzimaya, for example, right, you go to Tzimaya and go in that Tzadik, and you take your lulav and your Esrog, he'll quickly shake it. What's up, Shah? Maybe yours is kosher and it wasn't. And a quick cup is many lot. You go to him for shkia, 15, 20 of them, he'll just be going. Now, you only make one bracha once time. That's it. That's the halacha. Okay. Let me get invited. Now, if I say, big sugi now. Tosfos in Lulav HaGozal Lamates. Gemara and Psochem. Don't you learn Psochem? No, but we come. Say that. Psochem Dav Zayin. Oh, Moody Gazach. Oyvelasi Yosson, right? Only remember Yosson was Tfinin, right? Oyvelasi Yosson means the bracha has to be made before you do the mitzvah. Now we know that the mitzvah is Ulakach Dem Lochem. What's Lakicha? To take. Therefore, we're going to see a Moody Gachidish and Chsam Soif in a few minutes. That when you take the Lulav and the Esek in your hand, you have been Yait to the mitzvah. You didn't shake, you didn't say no brochas, you didn't say yirotsons, you didn't put your garfling, you didn't go to mikvah. You're vadai going to be yaitza. So the problem is, if I need to make the brocha before I do the mitzvah, so before it's in my hand, it's called over the oivah. It's too early. Once I got it in my hand, it's already yaitza. It's too late. So how do I do oivah? Let's see also. So here Rabbi said, this is discussed already in the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, through the town over here, with all different eitzes that people remember. So we'll start with eitzah number one, Rabbi said. We'll start with eitzah number one. Eitzah number one, again, Shitas HaRosh, put down in the Tor, that Avada, you take the lulav by itself, which you're not yotze everything, because you only got the lulav, you then make the brocha, you then pick up the esrog. Right? So that's why you did the bracha right before the actual mitzvah. Now this halacha is brought down, like we said, in the Rosh, in the Tor, in the Ali Rabbin, the Gras, the Orcha Shulchan, the Steichem, the Pekor Yaakov, in the Rosh Lemazam brings down, the Kleber brings down, the Menachem Chaim Brisker used to do this. This was something the minyan that many people used to do. Again, lulav, bracha, asrug. Eitzah number one. Eitzah number two, Rabbi say. Eitzah number two, also brought down in the Rosh, Huba Betor, Tov, Kof, Nun, Aleph. That you take the lulav, and the esrog upside down, this everybody remembers, right? You make the bracha, because if it's upside down, it's like a derek, you do lasa, you're not yotze the mitzvah, you make the bracha, and then you turn it up. Now, everybody say, first of all, let me just say, this halacha is brought down in the Rosh, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chayodim, the Orcha Shulchan, Evo Kumogin, Shulchan Shoyim, the Mishnah Berurah, that Mishnah Berurah says, the Chaim Bracha says, Shekei Noigin Roi Va'oilam, the stipler brings down Rabchaim Kanievski, the Bekur Yach, Mamash, Muridi. There's a problem with this, Mamash, you have to give me 2 minutes. There's a major problem with this mahalach. And the mahalach's problem is Azoi. A lot of people get this mixed up, they pick up the Esrog normal, and then they turn it upside down. They've already been Yotza. It's got to be when you pick up the Esrog, it's picked up upside down. Then you're not Yotza. Right? Now the Maisa, the Orcha Shulchan, this is so choshev to me. The Orcha Shulchan, we'll speak in a minute. The Orcha Shulchan says, the Cheinoigin Hahamoin. The Orcha Shulchan says, this is the minig of Roy people in Klal Yisrael. The Chaim Abrocha says, Cheinoigin Roy Ba'olam. And this is Taka the minig. There are, any time questions now. There are poiskim that say that it's not Beseda, it's a bizui to the mitzvah, it's not Geshmak. Rabbi, push it. Just give me a couple of minutes. Shaka! There are those that say, no, it doesn't go like that. There are those that say that if you pick it up upside down, it's a bizarre to the mitzvah. That's not the way you want to pick it up for the first time. That's why some don't like this. But la'alocha again, the Orcha Shulchan, the Chaim Bracha said, this is the minute. Last Eitzah, Rabbi Yisai. Last Eitzah also brought in Beis Yosef. It's very posh. Pick up everything normal and have kavona not to be Yotza until you've made the bracha. That means the second after in the bracha, automatically it's chal that you yotze. Now this is a tremendous sugya in mitzvah trichas kavona, ein trichas kavona. The goyin said this is the best one. I haven't got time. Says the Orcha Shulchan, don't do this one. Why don't do this one? It's the Orcha Shulchan because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to pick it up, you're going to forget, you're not going to, it's not gedai. Minig of klal Yisrael again, if you have a minig klal one way, go with your minig. But if you don't have a minig, the Orcha Shulchan says, and this is the Maisel Chaim Abrocha, that the minig of Roy Klal Yisrael is to pick it up, the lulav regular, pick up the esrog upside down, and that's Beseda. Now, basically, we mamish have to finish with mamish, a small thing. Bidiyevet, right? Elio Fletcher. What do you do, Bidiyevet, if you've got all these things, Beseda Gomel, you can still make a Brocha. Again, it's not lachat chalusha, but lachat chila, but you can rather make a bracha. Let me get back to Rabbi Isai. One last thing. Oh, eating before Netilah, the Olam knows, right? It's a gomel for a person to eat before Netilah of the Lulav, like every other mitzvah. Again, it kavur the kasuda, nagabe hochashayfa, the Olam knows. Also the rate we spoke about another time. Let me get back to Mamish, we have 3 minutes. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, Nanuim. Rabbi said the Nanuim. If you let me speak fast, I'll probably be able to tell you a moyudik azach of the Nanuim of Simai said last year. Mamish, unbelievable. The Nanuim is as follows. As we know, the Chazal tell us that you have to do the Nanuim during the Bracha and during Halal. What's the makar for the Nanuim? Be'etzim it's the Mefurish and Medrash and Parshas Emor. Stayed over there, we know Rosh Hashanah were being judged. How, we spoke about this last time, right? How do we know who's winning? When he brings out the Lulav and he's happy to shake the Lulav. Now the Maisa, Shteit and Posuk, Oz Yuranu Rufay Hashem, which means Yuranu by Hoidu, and therefore Levadi we do 4 meaning because of Tineged the rain, these are things that grow by water, and this is the Chai that we've judged on rain, and therefore we have to shake these ones. So we have Makaris and the Gemaris, we have Gemaris and the Rishanim, how many directions? The Maisa, is it the Rabbonon? Or is it the Raisa? Zug the Bekur Yaakov, before we do that. The Bekur Yaakov learned there's 2 halachas here. There's a mitzvah of taking the lulav, the kach lelochem, and there's not a mitzvah of the nanuim. If you do one without the other, you're also yaitza. There's a chsam sofer, boy saying, you think it's chsam sofer. There's some sofer, and there's a chayna gemara. The gemara says that the halacha is if a cotton knows how to what? How to shake. The father is chayiv to buy him a lulav aschinah. Better chsam sofer, excuse me. The pasuk says on a kach dem lochem to take. It doesn't say to shake. So the samzayv it must be that the shaking is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's a daraisa. Samzayv it takalos. It's a mamish a daraisa to shake. So because of this, I think we have to spend mamish 2 minutes of our time to possibly figure out what on earth are we meant to be doing when we come to shake it. And you'll look around, Rabbi said, the people that weren't in the shir, and you'll see them. They won't have a clue what they're doing. And if it's samzayv, it's a shalav a daraisa. Okay. So like this. There's 2 mahalchim of directions that we have to go, right? It says right. The Shais and Shuvas Maril, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, and this is the psak of most Ashkenazim, the Litvaks, is to go Mizrach Dorei Mayriv Tzofin Lamal and Lamata. In other words, forward, right, back, behind, left, up, and down. Right, that's the minig of a lot of people. Mizrach Dorei Mayriv Tzofin Lamayla Lamata. Again, forward. Right, behind, left, up and down. The Arizal, and this is the meaning of a lot of people that daven a Sfad or have a little bit of a Hasidish background, the Arizal says no. Doroim, Sofoim, Mizrach, Lemala, Lemata, and Mayriv. Which means right, right, left, forward, up, down, behind. You got that, Danny? Again, right, left, forward, up, down, behind. Again, it's pulled down already in Shari Kavonis, the Machzik Bracha, the Behetiv already brings this down, B'Shem the Arizal. Again, if you're davening Sukhsvad, you'll recognize this Mahalach. Right? I'm not going to get into this, it's because of Chesed and Rachamim, this Murdik is Achanavi, everybody say. We probably haven't got time. Now, which way should you face? So the Sfadim face every direction that they go. Al pi the Maril, we do not do that. Right? The Kavachan said he found a person, a Rizal, that said there, Zoe, that you should go each way and attack what the Sfadim do. It's got no Makoy, one to the Taina. We don't do that. We stay facing the Orin HaKodesh, facing the front, and we tilt the Lulav and the S to the same direction that we're going. We don't move. Right? That's one, number one. Number two, how do we shake? 3 Mahalchim, Rabbi said this is very important. Shitas HaShulchan Oruch, and this is how the Sfadim do. And this is Machlekes Rishonim, and this is unbelievable this. Sugya can take weeks just to learn this Sugya. Moments, the one seat in Shulchan Oruch. The Shulchan Oruch, and this is how the Sfadim basket, is that you push it back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, 3 times. In every direction. Times 6. Right? In other words, whatever direction you're going, they push it, make it to and fro, to and fro, no shaking, nothing, kolotov. As they did in Shulchan Aruch, they go in this direction, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, mamish kabaldi, so they quiet, you hear in the Scottish shul, stay quiet, kishmak. Comes along the Ramah and says, no! Right, and again, I can't be married, I'll be Rishonim how this works, but Be'etzim it's I'll be Rishonim. Right, so it's a Hein de Gazach. Zug the Ramah, you need shaking, you need that noon, that's one of the reasons we say we need Taka, the shaking Shaboy. That's why your top knot of his should not be on the top tefach. Otherwise, you push it, won't be able to, if you're tied all the way up here, you won't hear anything. It's got to be much lower down, so there should be a bit of a shaking. The Ramah holds, very, very carefully. Every direction you go, you shake as you go. That means, as I'm going in front of me, I'm going shaking, and as I'm coming back, shaking. And again, forward, back, and as I'm going, I'm shaking, right, Right, you know, each way you go, you're shaking. It's very simple. As you go backwards and forwards, you shake. That's the Shita Ramah. Comes along the Taz, and I'd love to sit in and explain to you how this works, because of the Taz, if you do the following, you yaita every Shita in the book. Poshut every Shita in the book. It's unbelievable, the cheshbon of this Taz. Listen to this, watch this very carefully, okay? Says the Taz, I'm going to go to the right, yeah? Watch. Extend my arms out. Right, didn't shake, right? One, two, three, little shakes. Back to my chest. Shatsiyan. One, two, three. And then one, two, without anything. So again, Taz, you're to every sheet in the book. You go away from you, yeah? In every direction that you're going. One, two, three, small little shakes. You bring it back without any shaking to your chest. One, two, three. And then you go another twice without anything. So the Taz, if you do this, you get to every sheet in the book. Now the problem is that Mishnah Berurah says, I also know this Taz. He didn't know Chavos Chaim didn't know this Taz. He didn't know Chavos Chaim didn't want to be yotzei every sheet. Chas v'sholem. The Mishnah Berurah says, I know this Taz. But we don't bask in this way. We bask in, like I said, in the Ramah. You shake as you go each direction. Now Rabbi said, I saw in Sforim, in that little rabbi and the Lubush. It's almost unbelievable. A person, if the problem with doing it in a shul, where people don't do it that way, is kid, it looks a bit funny. Now, I tell you, Lanias Daiti, most shuls that you're going, unless you're going to daven by one of the Gedolim, haven't got a clue what they're doing, and everyone does whatever they think is right. So if you're going to come along and do like the Taz, nobody's going to say, what's he doing? Do like the Taz? So 100% Vadai, if you want to do like the Taz, you could do like Rabbi Yashar, son of, for example, someone told me today, that like the Taz, oh, you're asking a good Kasha. Very, very good. You're asking the two sides. When you go behind which shoulder, right, that's shoulder number one. So many are knowing to do. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Betz said there's no difference. Reb Shlomo Zalman, same thing. One, two, three. One, two, three. And then backwards and forwards. Very simple.
They don't do like
Taz.
They do
regular. Like Mishmura. So you just go as you're going. You go as you go. Very simple. Exactly. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman says you should do it on the left shoulder because it's connected, then the Esrog is right connected the Lev, and that's how it should be. How about down? There are those that go when they go down. They push it face the Lulav down. The Maisa, as I stated already, and some of the post committee bring down the Beis already. Sometimes that he said that we face it to the floor. The Maisa, we don't pass in this way. Most people say that you hold the Lulav and Esrog in the way that it grows, and you push it go down that way. You don't have to face it down in Gansen. But first, I want to end with one mamish klein in the Kud of Etzem. I have a sach over here to talk about. Stated Medrash, as we know, that the Esrog has both tam and reach. The Lulav has tam without reach. Hadas has reach with no tam, and Arava has no tam and no reach. The Tzaddikim Avada we spoke about told us that this goes connected every single year in Klal Yisrael. Last time we spoke about the after Shaboy, but we have to realize that every single person has to realize whatever matzav that you're in, and the Rabbeinu Shalom puts you in, sometimes they're ups and sometimes they're downs. All different directions are going to Baruch Hu sends you, and you have to realize in every direction that you go, learn from the Arava. It's Arav, it's sweet, it's beautiful, it's Kishmak. There's an Avodah Hashem that a person can do on every single situation that the Rabbeinu Shalom puts him. The Nanum Shtit and Rashi ready, the Gemara is to get away from all the bad Ruchos, the bad Loyim, and Mamish the terrible Sotan, the terrible Avevas, and it Mamish gives us a Toyach of Torah, gives us a Toyach of Krishma and Echod. Mamish, it's Mayuridik. Rabbeinu Shalom, a person should have a Shtukul Kavon when he doesn't know knew it, what he's doing, Bechlal, and Baruch Hashem, now that I know how to Mekayim the mitzvah, properly, so Baruch Hashem, at least we'll be Yitzah to have Ebbets a mitzvah, but after Rosh Hashanah, please join us for more, the Oyim Shalom, Chasimah, Chasimah, Toivah.